We are here to advocate for agriculture. There are certain issues, whether it be legislative or national affairs, that could significantly affect our business and the way of life that we have today. So it's important that we continue to fight the battle for the rest of us who may not have the opportunity to be here, whether that's immigration issues or NAFTA trade issues, whether that's an issue where we want to focus on the H2 program and the difficulties we have there, whether it be E-Verify. There's a lot of issues that pose threats to the way that we do things today and could hinder the way we continue to do things.
So talk about maybe one or two that are especially important to you or the leadership group as a whole.
So there's three main issues that are being talked about and Farm Bureau is taking a stance on. The one that poses the greatest risk to me or the greatest concern to me would be NAFTA. And the way NAFTA affects us is we deal with these trade agreements with these neighboring countries, with Mexico. And what Mexico does is they will dump produce. They'll bring produce in and sell it cheaper than we can cost to produce it. Even in a year like this year where we sustain significant damage and the supply is hindered significantly for portions of time out of the year, we still can't obtain a long-term profitable market, which is what should cause us to have the opportunity to be profitable for the rest of the year, is to capitalize on these opportunities now. So being able to renegotiate and reform this will give us the opportunity to sustain our business model.
Perfect. So now talk about the importance of actual farmers coming to D.C. and getting face-to-face with their legislators and discussing these issues.
The thing about farmers is, as a trade, it's a minority. Many people think it's an archaic practice. Many people don't understand what a farmer is. And many people, especially in a town like this, may not even know a farmer firsthand. So giving them the opportunity to meet one, ask us about our issues so we can sit there and talk about the issues and how we see it day to day, because we are the first handlers. We're the ones that see these issues and they are going to affect us more so than other people. So giving them the opportunity to meet with us is a great resource for them.